You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground. This is a place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Hello, everybody. My name is Dr. Valentine Harris. Now, let's get right into it, right? Every week, I always try to take a step back from all the headlines to examine all the bigger picture. So I don't shy away from difficult conversations, controversial topics, or uncomfortable questions. Instead, I explore history, politics, public policy, and culture through facts, context, and honest discussion. That's what this show is all about, man. I'll try and be honest, be real about every situation. You know, I might not be perfect. I might not be a perfect person, right? No, none of us are perfect, right? But I always try to be honest and be real. You know what I mean? I'm not, and one thing I will never do, sugarcoat nothing. I'm going to always speak my mind, no matter what. Not only on this this podcast, but even in real life, I speak my mind, right? And when I do, though, I'm a very respectful person, and I always speak my mind respectfully, you know what I mean, and be tactful sometimes, you know what I mean? But sometimes you gotta get down to the damn point whether people like it or not. Now, let's talk about it, right? Public enemy number one, ICE. The question is, should ICE be abolished? Right? That's what some Democrats are talking about, right? Should they be abolished, or they want to abolish ICE? Especially in the lieu of the last ICE shooting, right, in Maine. I think, matter of fact, one was in Texas and one was in Maine, I think, right, where two people got murdered by ICE. And I say murdered because that's what they did, right? Allegedly murdered by ICE. You know what I mean? I really wonder, though, who be training these guys? Because it seems like ICE agents acting like amateur hour at the Apollo. That's what they're acting like to me. They're like, they're not well trained. They go there, stopping people, right? And the thing about it, they ain't stopping the right damn people. They're stopping the wrong people. You know what I mean? A 52-year-old man or something like that lost his damn life. Just going to work, mind his damn business, going to work. A 26-year-old man lost his life, right? All the people just doing mind their business. And these people wasn't even the target of the damn situation. I'm telling you right now, do you know how scary that is, though, man? You understand that? That's very scary that you leave your house and you don't know if you're going to make it home, especially if you live in some neighborhoods, certain neighborhoods, right? You know, back in the days, you used to be like, damn, I live in a bad neighborhood, a gang-infested neighborhood, right? And I'm scared, you know what I mean, to go, you go outside or whatever. I'm scared I might not make it back home because of these gang members, right? But, I mean, think about it. You ain't got scared of them gang members no damn more. It's ICE you got to be afraid of. Because these people are trigger happy. I'm not lying. These people are just quick to murder people on the road, man, like dogs. No kind of sympathy. No accountability. You see what I'm saying? No damn accountability. But just being murdered on the damn road like the animals, man. See what I'm saying? That's how these ICE agents are treating these people. It's sad to me. You know what I mean? How can you go to bed at night when you just pull the trigger and kill somebody? For no damn reason. And then, watch out, y'all come up with the same narrative like people are dumb. right? The same narrative. Oh, they was running the car towards me. All kind of crap. Just lying through your teeth. Just lying. The same damn narrative. Man, y'all think people are dumb. I don't know. Maybe Trump supporters, though. Maybe they're the one that's going to believe y'all. But the rest of us, we're not going to believe y'all. You know what I mean? Come up with something different. A different lie. No, so, you know what I'm saying? It's like even whoever supposed to be the spokesperson, right? Yeah, y'all just don't just come up with the same old lie all the damn time. Come up with a different damn lie. That's all I'm saying, though, man. And as far as abolishing ICE, all the damn Democrats that say that shit, y'all need to shut the hell up. All you Democrats that need to say that. They're like when Kamala Harris, when she first ran for president, and he's talking about defund the police. For what? Right? Those type of things I don't like. Because I do believe that we still need them on the streets, though. You know what I mean? We still need ICE on the streets. And we still need police on the streets, right? What I would say about this situation, instead of abolish ICE, let's try to create policies to enhance, make sure they get better training. You see what I'm saying? Have more sensitive training as well. That should go into it as well. You understand me? About abolishing ICE? Come on, Democrats. Y'all need to start thinking better, man. Be a little bit more creative. You see what I'm saying? If you get back the House or in the Senate. Yeah. And it's a big if. Because I ain't got no faith in y'all. I really don't. If you get back the House and the damn Senate, right, you can create policies to make sure ICE is better. But we do need ICE because, you know what I'm saying? Because let's be honest with you. None of us really don't want no person in America that's illegal in this country. We don't. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican supporter or a Democratic supporter, right? Most of us do not want an illegal alien in this country. I'm a damn migrant, right, from this country. I migrated to this country from Jamaica. And my family came to this country legally. You see what I'm saying? Legally. Right? God, let's be honest with you, man. A lot of times, when they come to this country, a lot of times, they get free aid. Let's be honest with you. Let's be real about the situation. We need to talk about that stuff, man. Sometimes they get free aid. You know what I mean? They're sucking up the damn healthcare system. They do. A lot of them come here illegally and they're sucking up the damn healthcare system. It doesn't matter if just 0.1% of them, they're still sucking up the healthcare. Because once they go to the ER, right, you have to take care of them no matter what, which I'm all for. You see what I'm saying? But who's going to pay for all of that when it comes to the ER, to an emergency room, right? Because they're illegal, so some of them are not really paying taxes to help out. Let's be honest about that. Not all of them, right? A lot of times when they work under the damn table. You see what I'm saying? Trust me. I know, right? And I got to say this too, man. Get this off my damn chest, man. Yeah, and I did vote for Biden, but Biden did piss me off. He really did when he opened the damn border. I thought that was so stupid to me. Look how he wanted to undo what Donald Trump did, right? And we saw a lot of influx of migrants that came to America. Hey, you know what I'm saying? You got to call a spade, man. I'm going to call it as a C. Just because I vote Democrat, that doesn't mean I can't criticize them. You know what I mean? Constructive criticism. You see what I'm saying? And let's be honest with you, right? I know when Donald Trump talk about the birthright citizenship, right? I'm not a fan of that either. You know, because if you're born in this country, right, whether your parents are illegal or not, you should be able to still be a citizen, no matter what, right? But at the same time, though, right, we also got to think about these type of things. Because I remember when Joe Biden, when he was president, and I'm watching CNN, watching the damn news, and it was chaos at the damn, I'm talking about chaos at the border, right? And I've seen so many women on TV, right? That's like 7 months, 8 months pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Some of them are risking their lives crossing the damn water, whatever. Because they could have drowned with the unborn child, right? Just to come to America. And guess what? They come to America illegally. So we need to talk about that, right? They come to America illegally. And now guess what they're doing? They're giving birth. You see what I'm saying? In this country, right? They're giving them birth. And they're not even paying one dime in tax money. You see what I'm saying? They don't pay one dime in tax money. But they're giving birth, right? So, you know what I mean? When it comes to the birthright citizenship, right? It's a lot to me because that could actually hurt some good people too, man, who are not, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad it didn't pass. The Supreme Court finally did something right. Donald Trump's Supreme Court finally did something right. You see what I'm saying? I think when they kicked that back, the birthright, because that could have hurt a lot of people, a lot of good, innocent people. You know what I'm saying? Because do you think they're just going to stop for illegal aliens that have kids over here? They're going to also even legalize migrants, right? Figure a way to write the law that if you were not born in America, your child is not a citizen, right? That would have came next. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad he did it. You know what I mean? But I'm not lying to you. I wasn't feeling like that crap when these damn pregnant women come, these pregnant Hispanic women come to America when they're 7, 8 months pregnant, illegally having kids, sucking up the damn healthcare system. Right? I was not a fan of that. I'm not lying to you. You see what I'm saying? But ICE too, man. Right? They gotta do the right damn thing, man. Right? So these damn Democrats, man, talking about abolishing ICE. I really believe what they should do is figure out a way, right? If like I said earlier, they take back power, right? It's by writing laws to keep ICE in check. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you right now, if those damn Democrats take back power, you know what I mean? Take back power. All those ICE that kill people, they all need to go on trial, point blank. You know what I mean? And they should not be charged federally. They should be charged by state charge. You see what I'm saying? They should charge them state charge, right? Because if you charge the federal and if they get convicted, then Donald Trump could pardon them. And he don't want that. You know what I mean? Charge them state. You see what I'm saying? And hopefully those states, right? I don't know, except for Texas, because Texas, they have a Republican governor. So, you know that Republican governor would pardon them any damn way, right? And we don't need that. The damn Greg Abbott, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying that's an evil man right there. That governor of Texas, him and the governor of Florida, they both are evil, evil people. And they call themselves so-called Christians. But the thing that they do is not Christian-like, right? The thing that they do is not Christian-like. You know what I mean? When Biden was president and they were shipping those migrants, right, to Chicago and New York, all the places, you see what I'm saying? The thing that they were doing, it's not Christian-like, man. For real, they don't care about human life. They don't. You know what I mean? Unless you're MAGA, right? But I do believe, though, man, that the immigration policies need to change, right? But think about it, about immigration, right? We have been having immigration issues for the past 100 years in this country. 100 years since the 1920s. There have been immigration issues in this country, right? So you can't blame it on just one president, though, man. I mean, every single president of the United States that have been president since 1920. And, right? They all have a hand to play in it. And I believe, though, man, and I need to get this out of my chest, too, God, I've been holding this crap in for a long time. And I believe the reason why, right, and this is my own opinion, okay, why Joe Biden opened the border, because he figured, right, that, no, that one day, right, the Hispanics will turn Democrats. That's how I feel. That's why he did it. You see what I'm saying? But guess what, though? A lot of them didn't turn Democrats. A lot of them is leaning toward more Republicans. You know what I mean? So let's talk about the Hispanic, the Latino community, which I love dearly. Trust me, man. I worked with a lot of Latino people over the years, from when I was a kid in Burger King to the military to a lot of jobs I've had in between, right? I love my Latino brothers and sisters, man. I really do. You know what I mean? A lot of them, I love hang with y'all. You know what I'm saying? We love to drink together, play music together, all kind of good stuff, man. We work hard to get the job done. But what? Yeah, I get it. You're not a monolith. There's a lot of black people. They're not a monolith, right? But I really believe when it comes to politics, you should be their monolith. You should be together in one accord. That's how I feel. Because right now, and I knew it, when DeSantis won the governorship in 2018, when he became a governor for the second time, right? Yeah, 2018, or something like that, first time, I don't know. But when he became a governor in 2018, right? And he had a lot of Hispanic votes. You see what I'm saying? He had a lot of Hispanic votes. And that's when I knew a lot of those Hispanics is going to be voting Republican. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you right now, Spanish people out there, it doesn't matter if you're from Mexico. It doesn't matter if you're from Puerto Rico. It doesn't matter if you're from Cuba, Central America, wherever you're from. In the eyes of the white man, you're still not a Spanish person. They don't give a damn. Look at how many of y'all voted for this mess, right? And how many of your family members still got deported. You know what I mean? It's like people of color don't stick together, man. That's sad to me, right? Puerto Rican and Mexican don't like each other. Why? I don't know. You know what I mean? All y'all from the same Hispanic community. Some of your heritage is from Africa. You see what I'm saying? But yet y'all don't mess around with each other. That's one thing I could never understand. You know what I mean? For real. I'm telling you right now, we need to do better, man. As a society, I do believe we need to do better, for real. Because the way things are going right now, it's like we people of color, black folks, Spanish people, you know what I mean? But I guarantee the white man, the white woman, they're sticking together, though, for the most part. Yeah. So I'm saying? So I got this question, right? This question for y'all. Did some voters misunderstand what Trump's immigration agenda would look like in practice? Because sometimes I've seen certain things online. Sometimes I wonder if this is really true, though, because, you know, you can't believe everything you see on the internet, right? But when this lady, and she was a diehard Trump supporter, Spanish lady, but once he started deporting people, or her people, she came online and said, yeah, I didn't know if this, I didn't think it was going to happen to me, right? This one idiot, Spanish guy, had a tattoo of Donald Trump's face on his damn body. And guess where he's back, you know, back in Cuba, or wherever he's from. He got deported, right? Now, after the 2024 election, I watched the news, and a lot of the reporters, right, were asking a lot of these Spanish men, why did they vote for Donald Trump? And a lot of them said, right, because he's manly. I'm just paraphrasing, but they say because he's manly. Basically, that's what they're saying, right? Not one policies that they like, right? You know what I'm saying? Donald Trump, he fear-mongering you about the LGBTQ community. You see what I'm saying? I look at it like this, right? You say, oh, yeah, I don't want my kids to be exposed to certain things, which you have a right to feel that way. But guess what, though? If your child's going to be gay, your child's going to be gay any damn way. Point blank, right? Your child ain't going to see no LGBTQ person or gay person to feel that if that child, if that person's going to be gay. You see what I'm saying? And some of y'all know that crap, too. Some of y'all know, like, if you, when your child about 8, 9 years old, and you be like, man, the boys, not the girls too much. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes girls can be tomboys, and then they get older, they grow out of it, right? But sometimes the boys, you can be like, man, that little dad dude, you have a little, he probably about, he might be a little gay when he gets older, right? It's still your kid, but you're going to love your kid regardless, right? But come on, man. Let's be real about the situation, okay? You know what I mean? He fear-monger y'all, and y'all fell for it, stupid self. Y'all fell for it. You know what I mean? Not one policies that's going to affect your life. Right? Grocery prices are high right now. The other day, I went to the grocery store, pick out a pack of beef. Right? Put the family-sized beef, right? But it didn't look family-sized to me. The damn beef was like, damn, there's $16. $16 for a so-called family size of beef. They can't feed them there by maybe two people. That's crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? But I would give Trump credit, though, where credit's due, though, right? Gas is kind of going down a little bit. It's not there yet, but it's going down a little bit, right? But gross is very high right now. You see what I'm saying? But this type of mess that y'all vote for, because y'all didn't want to put a woman in office, a black one, period, in the office. You see what I'm saying? That's the only reason why. You know what I mean? That's the only reason why. Although she lost, she still got 74 million vote, though. You know what I mean? It's still a lot of people. You see what I'm saying? And it's not just Hispanic women, though. It's most of the Spanish men, man. Right? Because most Spanish women voted for Kamala Harris. Than the Spanish men. You see what I'm saying? And look though, right? Because of him, and I blame y'all. Why those ICE agents is allegedly murdering people on the streets? Because your fault. That's what you voted for. It's your damn fault, right? It's your fault why soldiers are getting killed right now. You know what I mean? It's your fault. Those damn National Guard members, the young 19-year-old National Guard member got killed on the street of D.C. Right, she didn't even get killed overseas in a war zone. 19 years old, man, on the street of damn D.C. You see what I'm saying? A soldier, man. I'm a damn retired vet. That type of stuff bothered me a lot. Okay, now, on to the next topic. DEI, right? Diversity, equity, or inclusion. Or you could say didn't earn it. So let's talk about DEI for a second. When Joe Biden appointed Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court, all you racist white people, politicians, says she is a DEI-er. When Joe Biden endorsed Kamala Harris to run for president the second time, y'all say she is a DEI hire. Right? That's what y'all said. DEI hire to these two educated black women. When, if you look it up, black women do not benefit from DEI any damn way. They don't. Mainly white women benefit from DEI. Case in point, Lindsey Graham passed, right? A week ago, last weekend, or whatever. Or by the time you get this right, it's been over a week. I think over a week, whatever, by the time this air. Lindsey Graham passed. Which was, but I ain't gonna lie to you, it was kind of shocking to me, right? I was actually shocked, you know what I mean, that he passed. You know, that's how you never know, right? And 2 days later, this man haven't even been buried yet. The governor, Henry McMaster, appointed his sister to hold his seat till January. All right, sister named Darlene Graham, Nordone, whatever. Is that fair that she get to be a sitting senator for 6-7 months? You see what I'm saying? Is that fair? And who knows, she might get a bug and might want to run in the next 6 years. I don't know if she could be able to run this year. Might be too late, right? But she might have a bug or she might want to run for some kind of office. No experience. When we talk about DEI hire, Darlene Graham is a DEI hire. No damn experience. Or little experience, whatever. You see what I'm saying? But they appointed this woman. Imagine you Republicans out there. So I'm saying? Some of y'all who be like, damn, I've been busting my butt for 20 years. And I can't be appointed to that seat. You know what I mean? Crazy to me. Crazy to me, right? I don't believe she should have been appointed to the seat. Me personally. You know what I mean? I don't know, in some states, right, the laws are, let's talk about pass while in office. You know what I mean? The governor have the power to appoint somebody to that seat, right? But I'm going to tell you right now, me personally, when Gavin Newsom did it, right, because California law is the same way, like South Carolina law, the same way, right? I don't believe that should happen, man. I believe the people should decide who should represent them, not another damn politician, man. I don't like that. So you know what I mean? They should be like, in 30 days, we're going to do a vote. We'll vote over 2 weeks. We're going to do a vote or whatever. Whoever wins, the Republican or Democrat, throw your favorite thing in the hat. You're going to vote for that person, and whoever wins, be the senator, at least temporary. Right, just they can write laws like that. You know what I'm saying? Acting center, you know what I mean? Whatever. You see what I'm saying? All this stuff. Although, you know what I'm saying, Liz Graham did win his primary. And that person, I guess, that took a seat, Darlene Graham, she probably could run. I think so. I'm not 100% sure. Right? She probably could run. And she probably, and think about it, right? And she probably would win too. We call it sympathy or empathy, either or, right? And she probably could win. They have no thing about politics. And they can, and people still vote for her. I don't get it. No experience in politics, right? But yet these black people, right, the black women, especially black women, educated, very educated. But you want to call these people DEI. I swear to God, a lot of these Republicans are such hypocrites. You know what I mean? And you know another thing about it, right? When it comes to the Republican Party, I got to be honest with you. There was one time I really was thinking about switching to the Republican Party. I really was thinking about it one time until this man decide to run as a Republican, a former Democrat, right? Decided, I said, no, you know what I'm saying? I see how the MAGA movement is. I said, no, I would never want to be associated with those type of people. Nope, not me. You know what I mean? Because I really did like what the Republicans stand for, man. Because me personally, I don't believe in freaking handout, right? And let's be honest about that. Democratic Party like to give freaking handout to people. You see what I'm saying? Seem like that's the only way they can get vote, by giving handout. I believe in people should work hard to achieve the thing that they want. I'm not saying that people really need help. You know what I'm saying? The government can't step in and help them on a temporary basis. Not for 5, 10 freaking years. You see what I'm saying? Right? I believe in that, right? Right? I believe in their so-called Christian ways, right? Because half of them aren't Christians, right? So how many of those damn Republicans, right, act like they're so holier than thou, but yet they're coming to adultery? A lot of them are. A lot of them are on the down low. They act like they're so Christians, but some of them are gay. So let's be honest about that. Some of the Republicans are gay. They are, right? But they act like the Christians. Come on now, let's talk about it. You see what I'm saying? Look at the Kristen Noem's husband. Got caught wearing a damn dress. Her husband, Republican. But yet you're wearing a damn dress. Huh? Come on now. Let's talk about it. Right? These are the type of conversations that we need to have. I'm not scared to have the difficult conversation. Trust me. I'm not afraid. But you understand that, right? Because some of y'all, oh, they are fake. Fake Christians. All that crap. That's one of the reasons why I can't associate myself with the Republican Party. Plus, the policy sucks any damn way. You know what I mean? Look how many times they try to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, as they would say the Obamacare. You know what I mean? I bet you the Republicans name it that way. See what I'm saying? To turn away Republican voters away from it. But look how much white people depend on the Affordable Care Act, right? And they be trying to get rid of it. But they ain't got no kind of policy to replace it. Nothing at all to replace the Affordable Care Act. You know what I mean? Donald Trump, when he was running for president, he told me he got a concept of a plan to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and he still couldn't do it. The second term, right? The first term he tried many times to get rid of it, and he couldn't get rid of it, right? I'm telling you right now, the Affordable Care Act is not perfect. It's not perfect by far. Instead of these stupid-ass Republicans, right? Say, you know what, though? I don't like the damn Affordable Care Act. Let's try to make it better for the American people. See what I'm saying? Let's try to make it better. We can enhance this thing. It's a good thing. Because when you think about it, right? Before the Affordable Care Act came out, an insurance company could deny you coverage because of you have a pre-existing condition. I mean, if you got diabetes, if you got cancer, they could deny coverage. The Affordable Care Act stop all that, right? Look from the, I know that in the 90s, I was a young man. You see what I'm saying? I've always been in healthcare, right? And in the 90s, so many people, man, millions of people got denied coverage and died. Right? God did not cover and died. Right? Look at that. So many damn people got covered and died. For real. All of that crap. I'm telling you, man. Instead of they try to make it better, they want to get rid of it. You know what I mean? And a lot of white folks, especially in the trailer park, poor white people, depend on this. You see what I'm saying? How many times, right, especially some of y'all nurses, y'all know this too, healthcare workers, right, that people come to the ER to get help. And most of them are white men, some white women too, who doesn't have healthcare. Right? And they come to the ER to get help. You see what I'm saying? All that stuff, man. I'm telling you. Right? I believe the one thing about Bernie Sanders, though, I like, right? Because he want universal health care for everybody, right? Why can't we get universal health care here in America? America's supposed to be the richest country in the world. You see what I'm saying? The richest country, right? And we don't have universal healthcare, but Canada and Germany has it. You see what I'm saying? The only thing, though, they got to write the law in a certain way, though, because I got to say this about Canada, because I read upon it, right? Canada, like, a lot of migrants come to Canada, right, because Canada have some good healthcare system, and they're kind of depleting the healthcare system from the actual the healthcare coverage from the actual Canadians, though, man. That's the only thing, right? So they'll have to write it a certain way, man. Because, you know what I'm saying? If you come from another damn country, unless you're paying tax, unless you're working and paying taxes in this damn country, healthcare should be a minimum. Sorry. But that's how I feel. Right? If you, unless you're paying taxes, I'm not saying you can't be treated. Yeah, fix you up, yes. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Fix you up and make, and then send you on your way. See what I'm saying? But we need to do better. We need to do better in the healthcare system, for the healthcare system. All right, now let's talk about this, right? Age, the power, and in politics. I'll tell you right now. I'm asking these two questions. Should Congress have an age limit? Should Congress have a term limit? I say Congress should have an age limit. I say they shouldn't pass, if they're not in office by their 70th birthday, they shouldn't be able to run again. Now, if they're in office at 70, they finish up the time, but they can't run no more. You know what I mean? I think I'm being generous, right? Term limits, I believe Congress should have a term limit. And this is what I say, right? 18 years should be max. I mean, you could be a senator for 18 years, or you could be a House of Representatives for 18 years, right? But you can still flip-flop. If you are a House member, 18 years is up, then you can run for Senate or vice versa. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, that's cool like that, right? But just being in that same position, House or Senate, for 40 years of your life, you live and you die as a congressperson. Strom Thurmond, the most racist, one of the most racist person out there, right? Because this racist man tried to block the civil rights movement, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? He went against black folks back in the 50s and the 60s. Right? He ran as a Dixiecrat, then later on become a Republican. Strom Thurmond was one of the reasons, not the main reason, but one of the reasons why black people went from the Republican Party to the Democratic Party. Most of the black people. Because of him. Him and somebody called Barry Goldwater. Those two were politicians, and they were racist, and black people didn't want to be associated with these people. Right? So, in 2003, he was 100 years old. 100 years old, still in office, right? Think about it. 100 years old in office. And then Lindsey Graham took his seat, took his Senate seat. So Lindsey Graham had been senator since 2003, right? Strom Thurmond died at 100 years old. If I ain't believing, I think he died in office. He lived a long life. That's a blessing to live that long. But you know, evil people always live long. Let's be real. See what I'm saying? Right? Now, Lindsey Graham at 71, he passed. In office, while still serving, passed. When you look at some of these politicians, like Feinstein, I think she was 92 when she passed, in office, and a few other more. I'm talking within the last 5 years, right? A few other more, right? Matter of fact, they had a congresswoman, right? For 6 months, she was in a nursing home. and nobody knew it because she had Alzheimer's. Nobody knew this woman was in a nursing home for 6 damn months. And she's supposed to be serving the people of her state or her constituents of her district or whatever. 6 months she was in damn hiding. They had to hit her in a nursing home. Think about this, right? And I don't understand you people that vote for these type of people, right? I just don't get it. Why y'all hear stuff like that? Why aren't y'all outraged more about it? Right? That person, supposed to represent you, but they're in a nursing home. Just like Mitch McConnell right now. For about a month, almost a month, this man been in the hospital. Where is Mitch McConnell? This man is 84 years old. 84 years old. Right? Probably damn near on his damn deathbed, probably. And they hide him. Come on, voters, man. We need to do better. We need to do damn better on the people we vote, right? And some of y'all senior citizens too, man. Hey, I'm talking to you out there, seniors. Y'all need to do damn better too. Y'all vote for the same person for like 30, 40 years, right? 30, 40 years, y'all vote for the same damn person. Don't y'all get tired of it? Why don't y'all give some young people a chance? You see what I'm saying? Maybe because she'll be in the left office. 84 serving, right? He should have been left office. Now, James Clyburn. If I'm getting on a white man, I got to get on a black man too, or a black woman. Trust me. James Clyburn, 85. Running for re-election. 85. Crazy to me. Maxine Waters, 87. Right? 87 years old, man. Come on, now, y'all love power. I know y'all love power that damn much. Right when y'all should be retired, writing books, going on speaking engagement. That's why y'all should be doing spending time with your grandkids, your great-grandkids, right? Spend time with them. You see what I'm saying? I know your job is stressful. It gotta be stressful. Come on now. I believe that y'all need to start doing better. You understand me, right? And the damn people that we choose. You see what I'm saying? And not only that, though, I need to start seeing more young more young people running for office. That's what I want to see, right? If you're a Republican, you know, man, you live in a Republican district, right? Ain't nothing wrong with challenging. The other Republican too that have been in office for 40 years. Challenge them. Challenge their policies. You probably have a better idea. Right? You could have some better ideas than this old ass politician that's been in office for damn near century. Right? You don't want that, man. I'm telling you. So I'm saying? Strom Thurmond, right? 100 years old. Come on. Crazy to me. See what I'm saying? So the question is, right? Does experience outweigh declining health? That's what y'all think? If the health are declining, they got to go. Give to a young, healthy, energetic person. Besides, though, man, these people are 80-something years old, man. I don't want to hear, right? Because they can't energize me. They can't. Right? If I'm only listening to my politician speaks, right? Because I have a lot of energy. I like energy around me. I like energy. You know what I mean? I want to see some energy around me. And at 87 years old, you're not going to have the energy to speak like that anymore. You see what I'm saying? When Nancy Pelosi finally decided to step down in her damn ages, 82 or something like that, Nancy Pelosi. You see what I'm saying? And she ain't stepped down fully. Because she was like, what, emeritus or something like that? I don't know. Something like that. I didn't even know The house have that crap. That means she's still working. Why? Right? Enjoy your life. Enjoy your kids. Enjoy your grandkids. Write books. Go on speaking engagement. You know what I'm saying? Go on TV and be a commentator or something. Not commentary, but a correspondent. Something. Right? I remember Maxine Waters. How weak. Oh, God. Weak. When I saw it on TV, man, I'm like, Maxine Waters looks so damn weak. 86 years old, right? When her and some other Democrats was trying to go into an ICE facility. And all the ICE agents, they would just slam the door in the face, right? Make them look so damn weak. Make the Democratic Party look so weak. You see what I'm saying? Y'all are weak right now. For real. I'm just getting things off my chest right now. And y'all are weak. I don't think she said, oh, you slammed the door in my damn face. Right? What you expect for the damn ICE agent to do? You see what I'm saying? Y'all ain't got no damn power. Y'all just there. Right? Y'all supposed to be lawmakers. Y'all supposed to be reeling these people in. But y'all ain't doing nothing. Y'all not doing jack. You see what I'm saying? And I guarantee, if y'all take back power in November, y'all ain't gonna do crap. The only thing y'all gonna do, come on TV, talk trash. Right? Instead of make things happen and make sure people get accountable for the thing that they do right now. People like Kristi Noem, she needs to be accountable. Pam Bondi, they're not there anymore. But they need to be held accountable. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all talking about, oh, we're going to go after Donald Trump. They ain't going to do shit. Right? Y'all are not going to do nothing. I don't believe that. You understand me? I don't believe that at all. Type of thing that y'all going to do. You know what I mean? And I think y'all just wasting your damn time anyway. Even if y'all want to impeach Donald Trump. Excuse me. Leave him alone. He got 2 more years left. You're wasting your damn time. Right? Let's leave the man alone. Because you can get somebody worse than J.D. Vance. Unless you impeach a whole damn cabinet. Right? But leave Donald Trump alone, okay? What would make more impact is all those people that work for Donald Trump that committed crimes. Go after them. All those lawyers recommend their license to be suspended to the bar. Right? Those type of people you need to go after. To show a damn lesson that future people that work for future with a president, future president, if you do things like this, this is gonna happen to you. It might not be able to happen to the president of the United States, but we could get you, right? Those are the type of people that you need to be going after. Those people that do crimes or alleged crimes under this president. Just like how they went after Rudy Giuliani, which I loved it. You see what I'm saying? Rudy Giuliani, man. Once respected mayor of New York City. Once took down the mob. Think about it, man. This man took down the mob in the 80s. As a teenager, I was hearing about this Rudy Giuliani, man. And I didn't know him in politics, but I looked up to him. I didn't know him. I loved the guy so much. Right? I lived in Maryland, right? And to see what the man reduced to now, damn shame. See what he's reduced to. Right, he's 87 years old and he lost his license. Right, that's what y'all need to be doing if y'all take over the House and the Senate. Make sure these people lose the license or go to jail. Don't leave Donald Trump alone. That's my damn advice. Don't be like, oh, I'm going after Donald Trump. And don't be campaigning about going after Donald Trump. I think that's stupid to me. You see what I'm saying? That's just dumb to me, man. Because people don't hear that shit. Because most people not going to believe you any damn way. Yeah, they might be in there cheering and clapping, right? But when they go home, they're going to be like, man, the people full of crap. They're politicians full of crap. They ain't going to do nothing, right? Like that Cory Booker the other day, right? After Lindsey Graham passed. I like Cory Booker, but I'm disappointed in him. Got it. Lindsey Graham probably helped you pass some bill, right? Get it. But guess what, though? Look at all the things that he has done to harm black people. You black. All the policies, you know what I'm saying, that he helped Donald Trump pass. You see what I'm saying? Come on now. Mr. Booker, you know better. I still like you though. I still like him, right? But he knows better. Come on. I'm telling you, man. Oh boy, I'm telling you right now. You know, I'm just, you know, cause I want things to get better, which I know it can, right? I know things can get better in this country. We just need the right leadership. I just want to see a lot more young people run for office, man. Energize me. You know what I'm saying? If you know the black people right now, a lot of black people right now, they're tuned out because of politics right now. Because you haven't had the right people, the message to give the Democratic Party some good messaging. Right in the midterm, just right around the corner. I don't see no damn Democrats going out there right now to energize in the black vote. And I'm telling you right now, no, I don't give a damn if 80-some% of black people vote Democrat. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. And that's a large number. You Democrats, you will never win without the black vote. Point blank. You need the black vote to win. Right? Have anybody even addressed this damn topic? Why 2% of black people voted Democrat, voted for Donald Trump in the last election? Have you even talked about that? And say, how can we get back those black folks that voted for damn Donald Trump? How can we bring them back to the Democratic Party? You know what I mean? And a lot of times, a lot of y'all do, y'all, you say y'all come be on one accord, y'all fight amongst each other, right? We got the damn Democratic Socialists in New York City and in Colorado, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm still on the fence about these damn Socialist Democrats. You see what I'm saying? I'm on the fence about that. Because me personally, I'm not looking for no damn handout. Just give me a damn job, let me go work. I don't want shit from the government. I don't want my damn job, let me go work. I pay my taxes. Let me pay my damn taxes, take care of my damn family, and I'm happy. See what I'm saying? I don't need that. I'm dead serious. And that's how we should start thinking. You know what I mean? We shouldn't want to be dependent on the government to survive. But at the same time, though, the government should be able to provide good-paying jobs for people so they can take care of the family. But anyway, that's my time. Thank you for tuning into Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.